Welcome to Shomar Shova and the Daf. She responds to Lui Nishma Asayim Yaakoshov and Malay Abbas Yitzchok. We're holding Bo Abastra of Kuf Samech Vov. The Gemara Amud Aleph brings a story that kinim, which are the birds that you bring to Beis Hamikdash, became very expensive. So Shimon Gamliel did a takano and said that you do not have to bring all the kinim to Beis Hamikdash. A woman that has a few kinim to bring, she can bring only one. That's the gear that we have. And Rashi Kreis explains, was Mama Shari Rosh Shah, even though Shimon Gamliel maybe did not hold that way. In the Sefer Tzemach Tzedek HaKadmon, which is one of the Rishonim, Simon Kovches, he brings a case that the Goyim increased the price of fish and it became very expensive to buy the fish. So the Shaila is it okay to tell everybody, don't buy fish for Shabbos because the price is so high? Or, as a Talmidim asked the Tzemach Tzedek, first of all, it's Kvod Shabbos. Take it away from Kvod Shabbos. And also we know what the Gemara in Beit Zah says, the Kol Parnasos Shel Odom Ketzuv Lo Rosh Hashanah, Chutz Mitzvos Shabbos Yom Tovim, Imoy Siv Reisiv Eloi. So, okay, so a person will spend a lot on the fish on Shabbos, but he's going to get back. Should they do this takana or not? So the Tzemach Tzedek brings a raya from our Gemara that you should not do the takana not to buy fish on Shabbos. The same way Shimon Gamliel said, then you should not bring all the karbonis in order to decrease the price, the market price of the kinim. So you should say not to buy fish and shop before for Shabbos in order to decrease the price of fish. So said, maybe it's not a raya from the kinim. Because maybe there, the point is, as Rashi Kreis explains, if you're not going to tell them the one is enough, they're not going to bring any. And then they're going to come to eat kotch and betuma. So to avoid the Achilles Kotcha Betuma, Shimon Gamliel says one carbon is enough. But here, what's the loss if you tell the Oni not to buy fish for Shabbos? So it says that Tzemach Tzedek, he is also a problem, because maybe the Anim will never buy any more fish for Shabbos, and you'll take away that Inya of eating fish on Shabbos. And regarding the idea that a person could spend on Shabbos with no limitation, says Tzemach Tzedek, based on the Rishonim and the Sugya and Beitza, that's not true. It's only someone that doesn't have access to money now, but he knows he will have access later, he could spend, the Kadosh Baruch Hu will take care of it. But someone who's an Ani, he should not go and spend money he does not have on Hitzoros Shabbos. The Mugen Avraham brings this Tzemach Tzedek in the beginning of Hilchos Shabbos, the first Mugen Avraham, in Simon Reish Min Beis, he brings the Tzemach Tzedek. And he starts, before bringing the Tzemach Tzedek, he brings the Tikkuni Shabbos that a person should eat in each one of the suits of the Shabbos fish. So seemingly he's adding to the Nikudo that the fish is so important on Shabbos, and that's what we should do at Takana to make sure that the Anim could have fish on Shabbos. But the Achronim question the Raya that Tzemach Tzedek brings from our Gemara. The Chasam Sefer in the Agos Shulchan Aruch, he brings two questions. He says, first of all, by Kinim, Shimon Gamliel did not say, never bring korbanos again. He says, one is enough, and don't worry about the rest right now. Once the kinim will decrease in price, you could bring the kinim. But here, if you tell a person not to eat fish on Shabbos, this Shabbos, he will never be able to fix that inyan. That Shabbos will pass by without eating fish. And in addition, he says, what's the raya from kinim? There, as Tzemach Tzedek pointed out, is in order to avoid someone from doing an aveira of eating kotchim betumah. But here, an ani doesn't have to buy fish. If he doesn't have money to buy fish on Shabbos, he should not have fish on Shabbos. What's the big problem of telling the anim not to buy fish on Shabbos? He disagrees with Tzemach Tzedek's point that to avoid the anim for buying fish on Shabbos is a problem. The Prima Gadim also brings a few questions on the Tzemach Tzedek. But then he concludes and says that by fish, for sure we can agree with the Tzemach Tzedek, he should do a takana. Why? Because fish is not din d'oraisa. And it's not even a din d'rabbanan, because oinik Shabbos can be kaim with other food. So fish, it's very easy to tell a person not to eat fish. So this really answers the first question of Chasam Sofer. You're going to cause the oni never to eat fish on Shabbos. Really, Prima Gadim says, okay, nish gefelech, worst case, you don't eat fish on Shabbos. It's a inyan to eat fish, but it's not such, not a din gomer to eat fish on Shabbos. So therefore, this takana, that Tzemach Tzedek, should apply over here. Well, Koponim, we see over here the big inyan of eating fish on Shabbos, to the extent that there's, the Chasam Sofer feels that you cannot tell people not to buy it. You must have eat fish on Shabbos. There's many reasons why fish and Shabbos is so important. One reason is brought down in the Matan Moshe is that the fish is the Seudas Tzadikim Lo Sidlova, as we learned earlier in the Agatis of Rav Bachano. The Lo Sidlova, what's the food that is going to be given to Tzadikim, is the Livyoson. So we eat fish on Shabbos connected to that. And in addition, Chazal and Sefer Azur tell us that what's special about fish is that fish, their eyes are always open. And it's a remez ledavar that Kodesh Baruch Hu is never sleeping. And on Shabbos, we're able to always feel that Hashgach of HaKadosh Baruch. So therefore, there's a minikad moin in Klal Yisrael to eat fish on Shabbos. Anyone who wants to join the Shalom Shalom email list to WhatsApp group, please email shalomshalom@gmail.com.